Do something. trails for those to go with us and be with us throughout our lives. And when this life here on this earth is over, that we may have a home with you in heaven. In Christ's name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
You know, the Lord had just told us a certain way of life that we were to lead and practice in life. It'd be one thing. But he taught us a way to do this in such a way that we will be impressed with the need to do that way of life. Take into consideration what he said to do in Matthew 6 and 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If we seek first the kingdom of God in our daily walk of life, what will we be doing? What will we be practicing as we go through life? Well, we will be practicing worship of God in spirit and in truth, and we will be not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, according to Hebrews 10 and 25. Do not forsake the assembly of yourselves together, he said. The reason for that was to be all part of things. You can't get everything taught of God's Word in one study, in one day, in one time. But you can, over a period of time, have the influence of God's Word to be with your life from day to day. And the worship of God be a part of your daily walk of life, so that as you gather together in the times of a service together, then you find yourself putting first the kingdom of God and his righteousness in worship. And doing this is a way of life to do. Notice what Jesus said. He said, sir, Matthew 6 and 34, take no thought for the morning, for what it tomorrow shall take care of thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, instead of making plans for what I'm going to do tomorrow, make plans for today. Make plans that on this day I find myself more into Matthew, more into Mark, more into Acts, more into John. I find myself going forward in the knowledge of God's Word and God's will. And isn't that what Simon Peter would address us about in his writing? Adam, your faith, virtue, knowledge and temperance. Knowledge and temperance. Self-control and the Word of God to be a part of your heart and life. He wanted us to follow that way that he wanted us to go. Because he says at the end of that, if these things are added unto you, an abundant entrance shall be administered unto you into the everlasting kingdom of our Father. We'll be entered into the everlasting kingdom if we're growing in those ways that he tells us to grow. Simon Peter there is recording that for us to tell us that that's the way to go. Add to your faith, virtue, and knowledge, and temperance, patience, and godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. These things to be part of our heart and life. And so it is that we find a wonderful way to live. It is noted this morning in this lesson and in our study of it class time. In 1 Peter chapter 3, reference is made to the godly woman who does not rouse her husband up, nor does she resist him who does not yet obey the gospel. But hopefully he will be won by her holy conversation manner of life. And by that holy conversation manner of life, she will show him what's important about the Lord, important about the Lord's way, believing in the Lord's cause. And maybe he'll be paying attention to the things that happen in the day-to-day activities at home. Because this way of life that she leads and does by bringing the children as well as teaching with him and working with him will cause him to realize this is a better way of life to go. This is a better thing to do in life. I believe the idea is to be people who are faithful to God and his righteous way. When we read from John's words, we have to include the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, notice what he says in chapter 5 in reference to this. He says, and one of the elders said unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, that were the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. The idea that God made provision for us and care for us is certainly plainly taught. And so the Lord wanted us to follow his way, his righteous way,
in doing that. He goes on to say the following in chapter 8 of the book of Revelation. It is noted that the seven angels which are, verse 6 of chapter 8, the seven angels which had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. And the first trumpet, or angel, sounded. And there followed hail and fire and mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth. And the third part of the trees were burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. I know that there's a lot of symbolism here that is so used, but what I want to emphasize is that God was providing for his people to see a powerful sign that not only could these things be burned up and still survive, still come back to another day and time, but they could also be servants of God. And as they were serving the Lord, they found themselves seeing that he has really good done a wonderful work in their lives as well. It is noted in chapter 9 and verse 11, and they had a king over them, which in the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, who is the Greek tongue, hath this name Apollyon. And one woe was past, and behold, there come two others also. There would be things of signs that people would see. When they saw these signs in nature, they would respond, and God's already told us that. God's already shown us that that's the way it's going to be. God wants us to follow him and be his people as we serve the cause of God. He goes on to say in chapter 12 of the book of Revelation the following. And there appeared great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she being with child cried, travailing in birth, and gain and pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in the heaven, behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the earth, stars of the heaven, and did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which had been delivered, and there was no to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man child. Did he succeed in doing what he said he was going to do? No, he didn't. The Son of God came, and the hope of the soul of mankind was restored in Jesus having come. And it is noted in verse 11 of Revelation 12, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. When you and I have such confidence in God that living in spite of everything, going to a way of profanity, of vulgarity, maybe, to impress people who are against us, who are hurting us, who are trying to take advantage of the Lord's way. But that's not the way that's going to be done. He says, we'll overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of his testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the death. They didn't love life so much that they couldn't give up that way of life to serve the cause of God. So it is that we need to be people who teach and begat with our children, our grandchildren as well, the right ways of the Lord and the following way of the Lord to do. It is said in Revelation chapter 18, and after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every fowl, spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful beast. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through abundance of her delicacy. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, that ye receive not her plagues. Notice that in every one of these instances, God provides a way of escape, a way of blessing to come about, a because people continue to serve him. If they do not continue to serve him, if they go back to a way like that and become a part, he says they'll be partakers of sins, and they'll be partakers of the plagues that are rendered to her. All the things like this were things that they should not be practicing. They should not be doing. He closes out the revelation in the following way, in chapter 21 and verse number 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away into the sight spirit to the great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Keep that idea in mind of the light that was furnished by those who brought their example to the earth. And their example was to glorify God, glorify His way, of His word. And that was what lit up the world. That helped people not to be walking in darkness and stumbling about, but to be walking in the light so that they would see. Having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, which is most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. And had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. God wanted those people to be saved from sin. He wanted those people forever to be in the anthems of heaven itself. He wanted people to remember when they saw that not all of those people remained faithful and true. Let's go back just a moment to the book of Hebrews and read there in regard to this particular matter, as we read the latter part of Hebrews chapter 3 and the opening part of chapter 4. In Hebrews chapter 3, he mentions the following thing in verse number 16. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? To whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Chapter 4 begins, Let us therefore fear, have respect, lest promise be left of us of entering into that rest, and any of you should seem to come short of it. How will we come short of heaven's sake? If we began that journey, began that new life in baptism into Christ, raised to walk in newness of life, what do we find? Do we find that walk to be lit up? Yes, we did. God's word to light it up. God's teaching to be practiced. Yes, he did. But what did he have to say in regard to those people back there? Would they have fussed and argued with people if they had denied that God existed in heaven? Very likely they would have. But in the practice of their daily walk of life, they were practicing sinful ways and living by the pleasures of life. And as a result of that, they could not enter into his rest, he said, because of sin that they were practicing at that time. Is there a way of life that we're living that will practice a way of life that keeps us out of heaven, he said? Would it be a reminder to us to find the place where we began a new way of life, a new time, a new way? We were so sincere and so humble before God in doing that. It is noted in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. If we have people who prayerfully go through life, prayerfully go through our days, prayerfully go to our sleep at night, prayerfully go about our work, what will be the blessing for us? Well, it's the blessing that our Lord Himself, let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast that high priest word of God. And so it is that He will be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. When we realize that there's a trial and temptation that we're facing and troubles that we're facing, and we're not always pleased with our way of life, what we're doing, and we come back to God in prayer, come back to God in His way of repentance, what will we be? We'll be the people of God. We'll be the light of the world. We'll be people doing the right thing. But what if we don't come back? What if we continue to go in that way? We'll get further and further away from the Lord and further away from His heaven in which we could live. We could have been there, but we were not choosing to do that. It's a matter of choice on our part to be the kind of people that we ought to be. When we think about these particular things, we see in the New Testament these verses. They relate to various verses that are found throughout the Old Testament of the Bible, particularly the book of Proverbs. And in the book of Proverbs, there are significant statements made regarding the ways of life. But in the book of Psalms, chapter 1 and verse 1, verse 2, it is noted that the person who has a delight in the law of the Lord and in His law doth he meditate day and night. He has the Word of God within his heart. He meditates upon that. What does he find? He finds the blessings that God has put in His Word to guide and direct him to be away from the sinful ways of life and toward the righteous ways of life. As I noted in Romans 6 and verse 18, Paul was thankful that they were just the servants of sin in days gone by. But they have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. The inner man, the inner person said, I want to obey the Lord. And so they came to obey the Lord. And as a result of that, what did they have? They had a way of righteousness to walk right in front of them. They had a way of righteousness to follow. Now, would they choose to walk that way? Jesus said this in Matthew very vividly in chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Will they be denying that they ever found that light? That path is a way of light. That path is a way of goodness. We read there in Revelation 21 vividly saying that they did not stay in their sins. They did not partake of those sins. They did not continue in, although they did at the beginning, become sinners. But they could get away from it. They could leave it behind. They could come back to the Lord Himself, and they could be forgiven. That's the way of life that we want to live, and we want to teach others that they can live. The worship of God is certainly a fine thing, a wonderful thing for us. And we find that the worship of God may be misunderstood from what's been said in the Bible in regard to the way that we practice worship these days. We practice worship in the way of a song that is led. We sing along with it. But do we sing with our heart about it? Do we really put it in our heart as we sing these songs? And as we do that, have it to affect our hearts, affect our lives. We should have. And if not, I would ask you tonight as we sing this song that has been selected for the invitation, that you think about your relationship with the Lord, His way, that you could teach others in family and friends as to how to live for the Lord every day, all the day long, and there will be a great abundant entrance into the everlasting kingdom someday for you. What a blessing it would be. Let's stand together as we sing this good old hymn.
Jesus is tenderly calling me home, calling today, calling today. Wipe from the sunshine of love without home, farther and farther away.
Father, as we gather around this table to remember your Son on the cross, help us, Father, to think of this bread at the body of Jesus that was harmed, that was hurt, that was killed on that cross for our sins. May the ones partake of this bread, partake of it in a manner be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Continue, I thanks to Heavenly Father for this cup, the fruit of the vine, which represents the blood that your Son shed upon that cross for us. Again, Father, we ask that those partake of it do so in a manner be pleasing to thee. These things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Do we have any other announcements to make this evening?
Martha Lawrence is not doing well at all. Martha Sanders was her name, and she married into the Lawrence family, and my aunt. And she's in Jackson suffering from that pneumonia that's not going away quickly. So she's been given all types of trial medications to knock it back and get it back and get her out and about, back to Kosciuszko. I appreciate very much your thoughts and prayers about Martha. And mention Martha Sanders, because that's what her maiden name was. But she's a Lawrence, because that my mother was Lawrence, and that's the way it went. But thank y'all for doing that. God bless you all.
We need to remember the Kyle family and Smart family after the loss of Joseph.
Yes.
Her funeral
was today. Okay. Let's turn to number 405.
I had a number of people to express to me they apologized they did not give me a call about that, to have that information this morning for us about Sister Smart's passing on Thursday of this past week. But I knew I could possibly be away from here during the time of going on with that, and they did not give me a call. They were apologetic about it, but that's okay.
We loved her a lot.
Number 405, and after the song, Jail, would you lead us in prayer?
Yeah.
Oh, the fount of every blessing to my heart to sing thy praise. Streams of mercy never ceasing, all for songs of loudest praise. Teach me ever to adore thee. May I still thy goodness prove, while the hope of endless glory fills my heart with joy and love.
Listened in the ear, Lord, today we thank you for all that you've given us. We pray that you be with all of us as we go on our way home. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.